This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital dwellers. Welcome back to Digital Poison, where we spill the tea on all things tech, addiction, and that sweet, sweet dopamine rush you crave but maybe shouldn't. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's be honest, sometimes our devices feel less like tools and more like, well, leeches. They suck away our precious time, energy, and yeah, even that creative spark we all yearn for. But hey, don't freak out just yet. This isn't about ditching your phone and living in a cave though, that sounds kinda peaceful. It's about finding that sweet spot, harnessing the power of technology without letting it hijack our creativity and productivity. You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank screen, trying to write that killer blog post or come up with a brilliant business idea, but your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, dragging you into the vortex of social media? Yeah, we've all been there. So, let's break down how tech can both boost and sabotage our creative flow, and more importantly, what you can do to reclaim your brain power and unleash your inner genius. First up, remember that technology isn't inherently bad. It's a double-edged sword, capable of amplifying our best traits like connecting with others, accessing vast amounts of information, and even sparking those creative ideas. Think about all the amazing tools at our fingertips. Online courses, writing platforms, graphic design apps, they're game changers. But here's the catch, too much of a good thing can backfire. When we're constantly bombarded with notifications, scrolling through endless feeds, and comparing ourselves to others online, it can lead to mental fatigue, decreased focus, and even that dreaded feeling of burnout. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Mindful consumption. You wouldn't eat a bag of chips without thinking about it, right? Same goes for tech. Be conscious about what you consume online. Are you scrolling through mindless content or diving deep into something that genuinely inspires you? 2. Schedule tech breaks. Just like you need breaks at work, your brain needs time to recharge from the digital overload. Set aside specific times to disconnect and engage in activities that nourish your creativity. Go for a walk, read a book, paint, whatever gets those juices flowing. 3. Embrace deep work. We're all about multitasking, right? Deep work, where you focus on one task without distractions, is crucial for unlocking true creativity and productivity. Try the Pomodoro technique. 25 minutes of focus work followed by a 5-minute break, it works wonders. Thor. Curate your digital feed. Follow accounts that inspire you, challenge your thinking, and align with your goals. And follow anything that drains your energy or triggers negative emotions. Remember, social media should empower you, not tear you down. 5. Offline recharge. Disconnect from the digital world entirely for a few hours each day. Go camping, spend time in nature, or simply have a conversation without looking at your phone. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your mind feels and how much more creative energy you have. Think about that last project you were working on. Did you feel more productive when you were glued to your phone, checking notifications every 5 seconds? Or when you created a distraction-free zone and really focused on the task at hand? You know the answer. It's all about finding that balance. Now, let's talk about how these tips can work in real life. Imagine this. You're writing a blog post about your passion project, you have amazing ideas brewing, but then bam, your phone starts buzzing with notifications. Every time you check it, you get sucked into a vortex of mindless scrolling and lose track of your creative flow. Sound familiar? Here's where those key takeaways come in. First, set aside dedicated time to write without any distraction. Silence your phone, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and maybe even put on some calming music. Second, try the Pomodoro technique to maintain focus. Work for 25 minutes, take a 5-minute break, repeat. And lastly, remember that offline recharge. After your writing session, go for a walk, grab a coffee, or simply step away from the screen and let your mind wander. Those fresh ideas will come back tenfold. So, there you have it, a little dose of digital detox wisdom to help you reclaim your creativity and productivity. Remember, technology can be an incredible tool when used consciously, but don't let it rule your life. You're in charge. Now go forth, create, and make amazing things happen. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who needs a digital detox reminder. Until next time, stay mindful, stay creative, and keep those dopamine levels balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.